TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Just a warning, my youngest has a fever, so I may be called out at some point during the show.
To beat the shit out of him.
No, he's pretty docile.
No, to do a battle with him. He's going to get that fever strength.
Well, one time when I had a fever, I thought my mom was going to shoot me.
Oh.
Like, it was a high fever.
In fairness, she was going to shoot you. She's like, I mean, there's no curing him.
Okay, put him down.
May as well sell him for glue. I don't English.
Glue. I need glue.
He's suffering. Got to put him out of his misery. All right. Sounds like everybody's ready.
Yeah, I've been recording.
Yep. Yep. Me too.
Things don't sound like they're too delayed or shitty.
Probably not.
So we'll have to find a new way to fuck up this week. Let's see how we do it.
We will. We will. Don't you worry, Tim. We are the best at this.
Are
we rise
you
to
ready?
Meet the challenge.
Challenge accepted.
I would say we slouch to meet the challenge.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well. This week, I donate blood, Andy talks about getting his heart checked out, and we fumble through a discussion on the Brexit. And when you hear this sound, that means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Hi, welcome to TanCast.
Hi, who are you?
I'm Batman.
You can be Batman because I'm Batman.
No, you're not Batman.
Oh, then I'm Tim the T in TanCast.
Oh, okay.
I knew it was one of the two.
Ah, good to know. And I'm Andy, I'm Batman.
No, if I'm not Batman, you can't be Batman.
Okay, I'm Robin.
Sure.
Robin, that's what I am. I'm sorry.
I'm Noah. Nightman.
Did you say Nightman?
Yes, he's the enemy of Dayman.
Is Nightman he goes out at night?
Yeah, and fights crime.
No, that was the Immigrant Song. You just went Led Zeppelin on us for a second there, Noah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know what my theme song is.
Okay.
You have to pay them for that, or?
Not if they don't listen to this, which they won't.
No, I meant your theme songing. Yeah, if you're a superhero walking around with a Led Zeppelin theme song.
Oh, I'm not really big right now. They don't care.
That bit was amazing.
Yep. We did it, guys. Didn't put our hands up or anything.
It just fell right flat on our face.
There we went.
Should we do some tan laughs? We haven't done them in forever.
Maybe.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
People don't tell jokes the way they used to. I used to hear jokes all the time. I heard them from the barber, from the waitress at the cafe. I never hear them now. I don't know why.
Tan laughs.
Mine comes from the Facebooks.
Ah.
I'm going to do Dean's.
Very good.
All right, you guys ready?
I'm so ready.
I had to figure out how to read this name first, but I got it, I think.
Okay.
Giuseppe. That's what I was like, what? What is that? Giuseppe moved to America to be with his cousin Angelo, but spoke no English. And he had to stay in their tiny apartment all day. Finally, he asked to learn a bit of English so he could at least go out and eat. So Angelo taught him apple pie and coffee. Giuseppe went to the local diner, and the waitress asked him, "What'll it be, dear?" He proudly replied, "Apple pie and coffee." Soon he got sick of pie and coffee, so Angelo taught him ham sandwich. Giuseppe went to the local diner, and the waitress asked him, "What'll it be, dear?" He proudly replied, "Ham sandwich." The waitress replied, "You want that white wheat sourdough or rye?" Giuseppe sadly replied, "Apple pie and coffee."
I like that the narration says Giuseppe sadly replied, and Noah said apple pie and coffee.
Yep.
That is the chipperest sad person I've ever heard.
Well, no, it's because the sadness was all internal, Tim.
Oh, I see.
He was sad on the inside.
I can't let these Americans see that I am broken inside.
Nope. Don't let them see that they've won.
For Mother Russia. I don't think that's really a Russian name, Giuseppe.
No, that'd be Italian.
Italian. We've read the bear and rabbit joke, right? Shit sticking to your fur?
Yep.
I think all so. Right.
Cool. That was the other joke, and I was like, I'm pretty sure we read this.
All right. Well, speaking of Jews, should I go next?
Oh, sure.
Okay. So this one comes from Reddit. A Jewish man sends his son to Israel to live there for a while. Eventually, the son returns home, and he is now a Christian. The man finds this to be odd and mentions it to his friend. The friend listens, thinks for a moment, says, "That's odd. I sent my son to Israel as a Jew, and he returned as a Christian." So the two of them went to see the rabbi. They told the rabbi the story of how they'd both sent their sons to Israel as Jews, and that both sons had come back as Christians. The rabbi listened, thought for a minute, said, "That's odd. I also sent my son to Israel as a Jew, and he returned as a Christian." So the three of them decide to go to Israel and find out what's going on over there. They arrive, go straight to the Western Wall to pray. They explain to God all about how they sent their sons to Israel as Jews, and how they all returned as Christians. There's a long silence. Then God begins to speak and says, "That's odd."
Huh. I think, better worded version of that joke.
Oh, okay.
Because it's pretty much everything until the end.
You guys aren't cutting out for each other.
No, we are not cutting out for each other, but you cut out like a mofo just there.
Yeah.
And you guys are cutting out a lot for me. I did not hear most of that joke.
Okay. So the version of Andy's joke that I heard where all the Jews keep saying, "I sent my son to Israel and he came back a Christian," ends with them praying to God and go, funny you should mention.
What was the punchline of Andy's version?
"That's odd," which just sounds like he doesn't care. That's odd.
Oh, that's all right.
Although, was the text in the joke, did they all start with "that's odd" and then say the same thing? Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Got it, okay. "That's odd. That's odd. That's odd. That's odd." Did you guys watch that clip of the guy talking about running through people's faces?
No.
Yes.
Did you send it to us?
Yeah, and I sent a little quote that says, what the fuck did it say? Run, you gotta run for a motherfucker's face and then he won't bother you no more or something like that.
Yep. Beast mode.
Yes. Oh, that's just to me and Tim. We talk about you, Andy. No.
What?
I was like, no, he didn't.
All bad things.
run for a motherfucker's face, and then you don't have to worry about them no more. It's just this football player who's just talking about, like, I don't know, strategy, and just run for motherfuckers' faces.
Yep.
And he goes, "And again," or something. Like, what does he keep repeating, Andy?
Oh, I don't know. I watched it, like, I was trying to watch it while, like, my family was trying to watch TV. So I had the sound way down, just sort of giggling to myself.
It just cracked me up. Just run for a motherfucker's face. I'm like, yeah, that's a good strategy for some shit. Especially football.
I mean, if you can.
Yeah, I'm not running for any motherfucker's face.
I mean, I'm running from motherfucker's faces. I'm like, oh, that face is coming my way. Goodbye.
That's a scary face.
You know, I think I could probably run through Tim's face, but I'd also probably throw my back out along the way. Tim would be on the ground, "You're a jerk." I'd be on the ground, "I am a jerk.
I hurt so much."
All right, well, I'm going to get to these jokes.
Do it.
Excellent.
They are actually from the Mother of All Nerds Facebook page, but it was... Weep. Hang on. Are you hanging on?
I'm holding. Hanging.
Don't let go.
Holding.
Don't let go.
I got a firm...
Kiki said, "One of the guys need to read these on Tancast." And then she tagged me, and it said in parentheses, "Wouldn't let me tag the show. Shrug." Hmm. And then also, Leslie, our number one Disney ginger Disney fan, I think. Not redheaded. I mean, she is redheaded, but her and Grace fought over the name.
Yes.
Fascinating story, Tib.
You shut your cake hole.
Did you censor yourself?
I guess I did.
Hmm. Okay.
That's weird.
You shut your fucking cake hole. You feel better now?
Yeah. That's the burn he likes.
Okay, anyway, so these were posted on Father's Day, and they're dad jokes. "I don't trust those trees, son." And the son says, "Why not?" And the dad says, "They seem kind of shady."
Oh, saving these.
A three-legged dog walks into a bar. Guess what he said to the bartender? And the son says, "Stop, Dad." And the dad says, "I'm looking for the man who shot my paw." What did the pirate say on his 80th birthday?
It's driving me nuts.
Aye, matey.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is that like the Roman numeral for 80?
No, like, I'm
80. Oh.
Aye, matey. I'm
80. Yeah. I got it.
How do you know when you're going to drown in milk?
Because you're dead?
When it's past your eyes.
Oh, God damn it.
What if you have a straw?
Past your eyes.
Snorkel.
Oh.
I think we've told that joke before. I'm going to skip it. Because there's plenty of these. If you ever come across a vampire snowman, watch out for a frostbite. Waiter, do you want a box for your leftovers? No, but I'll wrestle you for them.
Tim, you ever try these jokes on your kids?
No, but I tried them on my wife, and she walked out of the room. She didn't make it this far.
You should try them on your kids. I'd be curious if they think them funny. Think they are
that
funny.
Sudden slamming sound you heard was her vagina closing for business.
So the dad says, "What's the difference between a piano, a tuna, and glue?" The son says, "What? You can tune a piano, but you can't piano a tuna." Son, what about the glue? I knew you'd get stuck there.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was going to go the other way with the tuna fish. Tuna fish.
Oh, right. What do peppers do when they're angry?
Get hot up in your business.
Close. Hot up in your face.
Oh.
I think we'll accept that. We'll give that partial credit. What's E.T. shorts for?
Extra testicle?
It's because he has little legs.
Oh.
Why did the coffee file a police report?
Because it was assaulted.
It got mugged. You put salt in your coffee?
No, I just was thinking it was stupid.
I had some dreams. I put salt in my coffee. Salt in my coffee. And it tasted like shit. Even more than regular coffee. Tastes like shit. No? Nope.
What
Carly
the fuck
Simon?
Are you singing?
Nobody wants to jump on board my Carly Simon train?
No.
Whoop, look at those teeth.
Woo!
All right. "You're So Vain" by Carly Simon. Noah, that was the answer to your question.
That was "You're So Vain"?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
It has a line about clouds in the coffee, and I ran with it.
I'm so sorry, dude.
I'm sorry you guys don't know.
If you don't know, now you know.
All right.
I think I'm going to forget.
Wife, can you put the trash out? I didn't know it was on fire.
Anybody that says put. Take the trash.
The son says, "Daddy, can you put on my shoes? I can try, but I don't think they'll fit."
That's the kind of one I use on my son.
Have you heard about the movie Constipation? And the wife says, "No, for real? It hasn't come out yet."
Jesus.
Terrible.
This one's bad, but I like it. "What are you drinking, son?" "Soy milk." "Hola, milk. Soy padre."
Uh-huh. Oh. Oh.
What question did the snowman keep asking?
I don't know.
Does anyone else smell carrots?
Terrible.
Okay, we did it. We made it to the end. I skipped some of them because we've ever told them before. They were just too shitty.
Oh.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba. Good job, Tim.
Well
done.
Thank
you.
Giuseppe approves.
I am both bored and amused.
Perfect. Then my plan has worked. We're going to get that podcast, Razzie, before you know it.
We will be the first. They will invent it for us. Oh, I wonder what the shittiest podcasts out there are. Like, I wonder if there's a way you could view, like, the bottom 100 podcasts on iTunes.
I wonder what they, like, the bottom in terms of listenership or in terms of rating.
How does iTunes rank it?
People
no
give
idea.
It stars.
Like, is it...
So that's
is
all
it,
in magic.
Is it a combination of, like, downloads and ratings?
Yeah, it's probably something like that. Downloads, ratings, like, you know, the more you get good ratings, the more it bumps you up. But, like, if you've got, you know, if you've got five-star ratings, it's probably not going to rate you as high as somebody who's got, like, 200 four-stars. There's math that you can do that factors in, like, you know, how many ratings somebody got.
Right. So, I mean, like, average, know. Right?
Well, no, it's like...
I guess
it's not what your average score is, but yeah. It's called... it's Bayesian something. I can't remember the other word. But
I wonder if, like, you had, I mean, not that this probably would happen, but if you had, like, 1 million downloads, but no one ever rated you any stars, like, would you show up highly then?
Yeah. The thing is, I don't think that iTunes can count downloads because you connect directly to the server. Like, iTunes can count number of subscribers.
Oh.
Like, they know how many times people are pinging them for that show.
Right.
So I Googled worst podcast, and I got to a Reddit page that says, what's the worst podcast you've ever heard? And it says, I don't remember what it was called, but it was three guys with voices that all sound very similar trying to do a comedy podcast, which was basically just offensive jokes that weren't even remotely funny. I couldn't even get through the entire episode. I doubt it lasted very long. Horrible sound, too. And then someone goes, that doesn't narrow it down much.
I was going to say, was that us?
To the point that I thought, that's us. No, it's not us. We sound different.
Yeah, we sound different. But we do less offensive jokes. I think all the quality is okay these days.
It's improved. I don't know
We're
about
still
okay.
Here, fucker. You should write that. Do you have a Reddit account, Tim?
I don't.
I do.
We're still here. I got sick last week, and this mucus is lingering.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
It's like, no,
I hate that.
I need to hold on.
Man, summer colds, like, I mean, I know colds in general are like not a, you know, just a bundle of kittens licking on you, but summer colds are always the worst.
Would that feel good,
Andy? Summer colds make me feel shitty.
Like with their rough tongues?
Huh?
A bundle of kittens licking on you, would that feel good with their rough tongues?
Kitten tongues aren't all that rough.
All right, I'll take your word
for it. They're more tickly. Just because they're so tiny.
Their teeth hurt more, though, kind of.
They are needly, but no, big cat teeth hurt more. Yeah, it's the bite strength.
Cat facts with Andy.
Yep, it's what I do.
A Christian movie bashing podcast.
Like they...
Called God Awful Movies.
Huh. That seems like it's both going to be limited in terms of the amount that they can do... And, like, what their audience is going to be.
However, he says, everything was about jerking off, jizz, people being splattered with fake blood was called ketchup bukkake, and you get the idea. How Christian are you if you're referring to jerking off and jizz and ketchup bukkake?
You say ketchup bukkake?
That's not what I said. That's what the Reddit person said.
Never heard of ketchup bukkake. I mean, that would be kind of tasty.
A lot of sugar in ketchup, though.
Yeah. Ketchup just on its own. Not appealing.
Oh, speaking of sugar and ketchup, it's standing in for blood, and not really speaking of anything. I'm just changing the subject.
Okay.
I donated blood the other day.
Very good.
That was an odd experience. I'd never done it before.
Like just seeing your life essence flow out of you?
Oh, well, yeah, nah. I was like, hey, wow, it's already coming out. Look at that. But no, before that, like you have to answer like all these interview questions, and... Well, first, like, I had to fill out this whole form, and then, like, they asked some of the same questions again. Like, do you have the Zika virus? I'm like, pretty sure not. Do you smoke in the last couple days? Or have you smoked in the last something days? Have you been out of the country in the last couple weeks? Have you had sex with a man? Have you had sex with a man who might have the Zika virus? I was like, are those two separate questions?
Not really, because once you have sex with a man, you can't donate blood.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. So, like, why?
Yeah.
Why the second question? But, like, there was, they weren't two separate, but it was like, have you had sex with a man who blah, 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 and I was like, she keeps asking, I'm like, you can stop the question at have you had sex with a man, you don't really need to add all these provisos and shit at the end of it.
Well, maybe someone forgot, and they're like, oh, wait a second, you jogged my memory, I did have sex with a man who had the Zika virus, I forgot.
So I answer all those questions, and I'm like, wow, this is taking a lot. Like, I don't know why I thought it was going to be, like, 15 minutes.
That takes, like, an hour or something, right?
Yeah, I was like, you have 15 minutes just to recover from them taking your – like, they won't let you leave for 15 minutes after they take your blood. So I'm like, I need to go feed the meter. She's like, well, I'm going to have to – but I'm going to have to close I I've asked you the questions, and if you leave – I have to ask you these questions again. I'm like, okay. So I go, I feed the meter, and she's like, The Zika man, like, yeah, he went out and caught it real quick. Have you had sex? Oh, no, that's what it was. Unprotected sex with someone who blah, 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 blah. And she's like, did you have any unprotected sex? I was like, yeah, fortunately there was a meter mage.
Did you say that to her, Tim?
I said something to that effect. And I said, oddly enough, I couldn't get it done that quickly. She's like, sorry. I'm like, you gotta admit, it's a little amusing. And she's like, did you say amazing? I'm like, if I could have gotten that done in 5 minutes, that would be amazing. And then, like, it became time to take my blood, and like, it was clear that she was supposed to do it, and she passed it off to some other guy. I'm like, well, she didn't find me that funny.
That's hilarious. Like, I asked you the questions again. Well, you left the room and came back. All these things could happen.
What's worse is the meter machine took forever, so, like, she's like, he is having sex just despite me.
I mean, I don't get the whole had sex with male ever thing, because, like, we have tests that could test for HIV, and if you have sex with women, you can catch HIV. Like, so I don't get the reasoning.
I don't get it either. Especially, like, it says, have you had a sex with a man since 1977? If you've had sex with a man in 1976, you are okay.
That was long enough. They are.
That was back when.
Sorry, go ahead.
That was back when man sex was free and easy.
There's no AIDS. You could just do it all bare all you like.
You could ride it bare back.
Best part is our ages. Like, have you had sex with a man since 1977? No, but I did before that. Now you do some math.
I think.
What, Noah?
They are talking about, like, loosening up the restrictions. Like, it may be just a deferral for, like, a year or something.
Yeah, because doesn't it take a while for those tests to be accurate?
Apparently, someone told me, like, within 6 weeks you can be tested.
Hmm.
Or pretty. The window is a lot shorter these days, is what I'm told.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure there is a range to be safe. Like, I'm sure, like, some people could, like, maybe be undetectable for a longer time than others. I don't know. But, yeah, it's just. I remember when I went to get blood the first time, they asked. I remember I gave blood in high school. I feel like they didn't ask me none of that shit. They're just like, yeah, all right, we'll take your blood.
Oh, they saw that video of you doing the play, and they're like, oh, he's not having sex.
He's not having sex with anybody.
Unprotected. He's having the most protected sex.
No one's touching his penis except himself.
Yeah, alone in a room.
And I got out of safety ed in high school because I gave blood, and I wore my t-shirt that they gave me, and my teacher was like, did you get blood? I'm like, yep. He's like, you get an automatic A in this class. Don't come back. I'm like, excellent.
Wow.
I don't want to take this class to begin with.
I got a t-shirt. It's the first piece of sports memorabilia that I have gotten. I guess they teamed up with the San Francisco Giants to give away shirts for everybody who gave blood.
Huh.
So I got a San Francisco Giants t-shirt. I'm like, finally, what I've been begging for.
Did it say something about giving blood?
Yeah, it says heroes help donate blood, some shit.
Are you,
It'd be great if it actually said literally that.
Are you aware?
I'm sure.
What prompted you to do this now?
Leon Day. I decided that was going to be my thing for every Leon Day that I was going to give blood.
All right.
That is other thing where they can take your platelets out or something. Like, they basically run your blood through the machine, it pulls out this stuff, and puts it back in your body.
Yes.
That takes a long time.
They said, like, yeah. She's like, do you have an hour? I was like, no, I don't have an hour. I got to get back to work. And then they proceeded to take an hour. I'm like, what if I had said yes?
When I did, like, so that my blood thinking took an hour, but I think the platelets thing took, like, 2 hours or multiple hours, like, because people are watching movies. Like, did not look like they were going anywhere anytime soon.
So what's weird, like, they ran the IV or whatever out, like, across my arm and, like, over my hand to get to the machine for some reason. And, like, I'm like, oh, that's weird. It's warm now. Like, of course it is.
Yep.
But it just feels weird. I'm like, ooh, my warmness is leaking out of
here. Man, that would be so weird, like, just to reach out and touch the bag. Like, this is me warmth.
I was like, man, if I get into an accident on the way home, I at least I know they've got my blood right over there to put right back in.
That'd be fun if they took you back. They got my blood. They can give it back to me. Put it back in me, please.
I need it now.
Great minds. Also your minds.
Oh, no.
Man. Andy.
Aww. Come on now.
I wonder what it feels like to take your blood out and then refrigerate it for like however long and then put it back in you.
Lance Armstrong?
Yeah, Lance Armstrong was doing.
I bet it feels cold. I bet it's good on a hot day.
Pretty sure they warm it up before they put it back in, because I've heard that like putting cold liquid in hurts.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wonder what it feels like to like super oxygenate your blood.
Yeah, that'd be weird. You know, I'm never going to try, though, with a history of heart problems. I'm not going to be making my blood any more soupy.
You don't have a history of heart problems. You just mean in your family.
Well, yeah, family history of heart problems.
Got it.
Yeah. No, apparently my ticker's great. Plus, I keep it warm with all this fat. It's fine.
Good work.
Thank you.
That's how I do it.
Yep. You had your heart checked out, Andy?
Yeah. Oh, maybe we didn't talk about this on the show. But yeah, when I had a couple of panic attacks, I think it was the year anniversary of my dad's death, like right around there. Yeah, so I wasn't sure if it was panic or if it was heart problems or whatever, but like I was at work and all of a sudden it was like I started to feel like dizzy and lightheaded, like I stood up and like everything seemed wrong, and it was like it felt like my body was shutting down. Like I didn't know what was wrong, but like everything was wrong. Like I just stood up at work and was like, I think I need to go to a hospital, and we were like two blocks from one, so it just got in my car, drove myself over there. I'm like, well, I mean, if I pass out on the way, it won't take them long to like go like wheel a gurney and grab me, so I'll just drive there.
I do remember this. Like they made you run on a treadmill?
Yeah, eventually they – so when I went to the hospital, they just like hooked me up to the EKG and did a bunch of other tests with that. But then they're like, yeah, you know, we want you to schedule like a full cardio workup. And that's where they put me on the treadmill. And then brought in, there was one or two, like really obviously like early 20s med students, I don't want to have my shirt off in front of all these little girls. I mean, I know I wasn't going to be fucking them anyways, but
I'm definitely not going to be fucking them if I had a chance.
Now I can't even hold out hope. Come on.
Maybe they like bears, Andy.
Maybe. Yeah, that's what they needed. They needed some, you know, like Twinkie guy in there just to be, you know, giving me the eye. I would run so hard for him.
Oh, my.
Oh, wait, what? Where am I?
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
So,
yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
No, yeah. I was about to change topics again, but you guys go, whatever.
Oh, I'm done. My blood's gone now.
I was just going to say, I have a cardiologist appointment in like a month or so. To get like my ticker checked out. I'm pretty sure it's fine, but yeah. It's more like just give myself peace of mind.
Just to warn you, if they decide that they want to do the high contrast heart echo, it's where they inject some extra like protein shit into your blood that makes the blood inside your heart and your heart stand out really, really well on the little ultrasound machine that they do.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff kind of like it hurts, but like it hurts your insides. It's real weird.
That sounds
like
terribly unpleasant.
I'm in crippling pain, but it's like all of a sudden like your insides just feel wrong. So they'll probably warn you if they do it.
That sounds terrible.
It wasn't terrible. It was just like this is weird and uncomfortable.
Right. I'm already worried about my body feeling weird. I don't need this extra thing of like, this is not normal. I mean, now, it is normal, but
yeah, now that stuff's not as weird. They also did a I think it was a CT scan of my heart, and they injected a different kind of dye. So they did one without contrast, and then they did another one, another set of scans with the contrast. That one, they told me, now this may make you feel like weirdly warm. They didn't tell me, this may make your dick feel weirdly warm.
Yeah.
So they inject me with this stuff, and like my arm feels like a little weird and tingly, and then all of a sudden it's like my crotch is like, I'm on fire! What the shit is going on?
Did you
could have said like three more words and prepared me for this.
Did you get a boner?
I'm looking for a nurse with a cold cooch.
With an ice cooch.
Noah asked you a question, sir.
Sorry, a blowjob from Dalsium, what?
Did you get a boner?
It started to head up, yeah. It probably made it to about half staff, but it was like the rest of the room was like freezing cold, and I was worried about my health, and like I'm sitting inside this huge donut of a machine, so yeah, there were limits to exactly how happy that was going to get.
But that must have been good news.
Yeah, finding out everything was fine, like I didn't have any of my dad's problems. Yeah, that was great.
Now, did your dad have problems early on?
Yeah, yeah. Like, he had blood pressure issues. Like,
okay, okay.
By my age.
Well, that, I mean, yeah, I know that was something that was kind of, like, weighing on your mind mm-hmm. since he died.
Yeah, so apparently I got my my other grandfather's heart. Not probably, maybe. Although I also don't have the mitral valve prolapse, which is something that my mom's dad did. So I don't know where my heart comes from. Probably some small child that I ate when I was younger. I do have that mysterious extra nipple. Maybe there's a second heart inside me, too. Anyway, sorry.
There's a heart joke to be made. I just can't find it. It's my head's like, I don't know. I got nothing. Why always gotta be me?
Barracuda?
Barracuda. Do-do-do-do-do. Barracuda.
I may be making a different type of heart joke than you were going to.
Is Heart a band and they sing a song called Barracuda?
Yes.
Yes.
Thanks. Yep, thanks. Thanks for...
That's the thing that just happened.
Thanks for pulling little Timmy out of the well.
We saved
jokes
you,
are better when you explain the punchline.
They're going to be at the Mountain View Shoreline Amphitheater on August 24th.
Huh.
Heart?
You should
yes.
go.
Yes. Noah, let's go.
You actually probably heard a bunch of their songs, Tim.
Noah, come on.
No.
They're going to be here.
Are you going to see Independence Day, Tim?
I got to see if I can find the title, but Ars Technica did a review of Independence Day where they, where is it? There it is. Independence Day Resurgence, like a high-budget porno, minus the sex and fun.
That sounds rough.
Stinky returning actors, criminally bad special effects. Round out summer's latest Hollywood turd.
Aww.
Ooh, that makes me sad.
Maybe I won't see it then.
Oh, these dreams go on when I'll close my eyes.
Yep.
Every second of the night, I live another life. That's Heart.
That is Heart.
How do I get you alone? Noah, we gotta go to this. We gotta get Heart t-shirts.
Heart is awesome. I Heart Heart.
Yeah. I'm not sure about Independence Day because the critic reviews are slightly better than Batman vs. Superman, but the audience reviews are way worse.
Mm. This movie should really be just wall-to-wall fan service. It has no other reason to exist.
Yeah. I mean, the previews made it look interesting. And, you know, Jeff Goldblum's line, they do like to get the monuments. What? Not the monuments. What did he say? I can't remember.
It was something like that.
Yeah. But it was... Yeah. Nah.
Good job, Tim.
It's a little sad they couldn't get Will Smith back for this.
That would be... He might have been the whole budget of the movie.
Well, and apparently he was filming Suicide Squad at the same time this was being made.
Oh, and someone also made the point that the last few sci-fi movies he tried to do just didn't do very well.
Well, Will Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
So maybe it's just like, nah, I think I'm good for a while.
Let's see. He did iRobot. That one did okay. Although it was definitely not based on the book.
What about After Earth?
Oh, yes.
Never forget After Earth.
What about the other one, I Am Legend? Did that do well?
That one did okay.
It's going to get a sequel or a prequel or something. I guess it'd have to be a prequel.
Yeah. Spoiler.
Because he's no longer a legend. He's just some guy. That's how it ends. Like, bro, you are average. The end. Credits.
I am mediocre.
I am unheard of. I am Tancast. That's what they should call it.
It's a short story, right, Andy?
No. It was a novel.
Okay.
It reminds me of a real short story. One hit record and you're starting to bore me. Get ready, because this is it. Your crew is through, and we too legit to quit.
Too legit to quit. Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. We nailed it.
Yeah. Half of our listeners don't get these references.
It's such
all
a
of our listeners
good
don't
vibration.
Enjoy it.
Oh, Tim, did you listen to that?
How'd we get over there?
I don't know.
Don't
90 songs. Did you listen to that Douglas movies?
Yeah, I think it was funnier to you than it was to me.
Oh, I just love the voice he was doing. A cheeseburger. And then he got the wrong movie.
Yes.
I know, it cracked me up.
So, in case Andy or listeners don't remember, it was a Doug Loves movie where the guy was trying to describe the plot of Pulp Fiction, and he didn't do it very well, and then came up with Reservoir Dogs at the end. When he was trying to come up with the name of the movie, so he's describing the plot, and then says Reservoir Dogs.
Jesus
and then
Christ.
He was doing a voice of Samuel Jackson that sounded nothing like Samuel Jackson, and was getting like the lines kind of wrong.
Oh, Christ.
And also, apparently, there was someone in the front row wearing a Pulp Fiction t-shirt.
I don't know. That made me laugh. I cracked up. But, you know.
That's okay, baby. You can crack up.
We definitely have had that happen before, where you, like, describe something to me. I'm like, oh, that's fine. Let's listen to it. I'm like, no. How the fuck will everyone's week? I don't know.
I think we're deep into that.
I don't really do anything this week, I don't think. Worked.
Well, I've got an interesting question.
Sure.
How the fuck was Britain's week?
Terrible. Man, I think they made my betterment go down. I was doing good, then the Brexit, and then it dropped by like $20. Come on, man. I gotta retire, folks.
Folks. Well, don't retire right now. Wait a bit.
I was talking to my coworker, and she was saying like a lot of older people voted for it because they're like, I'm set. I don't need to worry about shit for a while. And basically fucking over the younger folks.
But also the so they graphed like what the polls were saying the support for Brexit was, and it was super low if you were like 25 and under, and it was really high if you were like 65 and older. So yeah, so there have been a lot of people complaining about like the old people fucking it up for the young people, but then they also found some correlations between the average age of the area that voted and whether or not like how high the turnout was. It's like whether or not people showed up. So the areas that were like full of young people had really low turnouts compared to the other areas, which they think are signs that young people didn't actually turn out to vote. So on the one hand, you feel bad that old fucks that are about to die, like me, are fucking things up for people in their 20s and 30s who are actually going to have to live with this shit. On the other hand, if those people in their 20s and 30s didn't actually turn out to fucking vote, it's kind of on them.
Now...
Later.
I've heard a lot of cons of the Brexit, and basically I haven't heard a lot of like pros beyond the people want to control the borders.
Yeah, and the thing is that if they want to participate in the European market, the EU is going to do the same thing to them that it's going to have the same requirements on them that they have on like Switzerland and other European countries that haven't actually joined the EU. Which is, if you want to participate in the market, you have to allow the free migration of labor and people. So
even if you're not in the EU, if you want to participate in any EU trade, you still have to go with the same rules that you just voted to get yourself out of.
Yeah, and like all other things, like oh, the EU has too many rules on like you know how you can do things to like you know like how pillows can be made or whatever. Like there was a bunch of apparently like scare advertising about that shit. And it's like, well, if you want to sell into the EU, you still have to abide by their regulations. Like, it's not like, hey, we're not in the EU, all of a sudden our product safety can go to shit.
Well, and also John Oliver, like, pointed out that, like, a lot of the stuff they were saying, regulations about pillows, just had the word pillow in them. It had nothing to do with pillows.
Yes. Yep. That was...
I assume we all saw the John Oliver bit. That's how we even knew the Brexit was a thing.
No, I knew the Brexit was a thing before that, but yeah, that like
no,
the pillow...
I did not.
The pillow reference was, I figured we wanted to link John Oliver in here.
I mean, as a Brit. I knew it was a thing, I just didn't know a lot about it.
I knew nothing about it.
Wow.
Zero.
Oh.
Zero.
Well, Tim, guess how it came about?
People not knowing about it?
Well, somewhat. Well, no. So the way that there was even a referendum to begin with is, you know, a lot of anti-immigration sentiment and whatever, and there was the rise of a party called the UK Independence Party, UKIP, which is a far right wing. There's lots of neo-Nazi at least sympathizers who are in the UKIP. Basically, if you point a camera at a UKIP supporter or politician, they're probably going to say something racist before you turn that camera off. So UKIP was kind of stealing some votes from the Conservative Party on the right. So the Conservative Party decided that they would say, oh, we're going to have this referendum to leave the EU if the Conservative Party winds up in charge of the government again. So it was basically a craven vote grab, And then the Conservative Party turned right back around with a, oh, but we're not actually going to leave the EU. This is, you know, people will have their voice and, you know, we'll have a strong, you know, set of votes for leaving that'll tell the EU, you know, that they've got to make changes and they'll put us in a position of power to renegotiate. And, yeah, it turns out David Cameron fucked up the EU, fucked up his own for 13 extra months as the prime minister, completely fucked up his political career. And probably, well, at least there's some hints, and this may be some knee-jerk, it may be being overstated or whatever, but may have actually fucked up the UK itself, because now there's people in Northern Ireland who are talking about merging, you know, exiting Great Britain to reunify Ireland so that they can go back into the EU with Ireland.
Yeah, Scotland was talking about that too, weren't they?
Yep. Scotland had a vote 2 years ago.
Yes, to leave the UK.
Yep.
And yeah, okay, this I saw because I saw the first minister, I believe she is. She's not the prime minister of Scotland.
Yes.
Or am I wrong? Is she actually the prime minister of Scotland?
No, I don't think it's called the prime minister because it is. It's the home rule. It's the local parliament. That's like the Scottish parliament or house of whatever the hell they call it. Sorry, GB, I don't understand your politics all that well, but I do know that Scotland has its own like mini parliament.
The internet is making you speed up, and it's very amusing. It's like when back in the old days when you used to talk too long and I would speed up your audio. It's kind of doing that for me.
Even the internet's getting tired of you talking, Eddie.
It's like, shut the fuck off.
The PM is like, we voted to whether or not we should leave the UK, and a lot of us voted to stay because we were told if we didn't stay, we might have to leave the EU. And now we voted to stay, and now we're leaving the EU anyway, so we're going to explore all options to get back in the EU. Like, she didn't come out and say, we're going to leave the UK, but it was clearly implied.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's also, like, a whole thing going on now they're calling Brexit, where people who voted leave were like, oh, I was just filing a protest vote. I didn't think we'd actually do it. Okay, well, oh dumbass. Votes matter. Votes count.
So to all those people who are like, I'm done voting for the lesser of two evils. I'm not voting for Hillary. Bleep, bleep, bleep. Shut the fuck up and vote for Hillary so we don't end up with Brexit Trump.
Now, Andy, from what I understand, they haven't actually left the EU. It was just like people saying we want to do this, and now they have to negotiate their leaving and officially declare it, right?
Yeah, yeah. So there's a whole... I guess there's like a whole theoretical framework, but it's never been tested for like how you negotiate your exit and like what the time frame is. The fact they have a separate currency, I guess, simplifies things somewhat because there's no need to do the currency split thing. But basically, I also read somewhere, I don't know if this is 100% correct or just some asshole on the internet, but by which I mean, you know, some asshole on, you know, like Huffington Post or some shit like that. But somebody pointed out that it was supposedly like a non-binding resolution. So the government theoretically could, or at least could have, before Cameron quit, just basically gone, ha, just kidding, and just ignored it. So it'll be
but
interesting to see what
now
actually
that Cameron
happens.
Quit?
What was that?
Sorry, I said they can't now that Cameron quit?
I don't know. Or if it's just maybe like whoever's going to take over for Cameron is basically locked into it. I don't mean that like legally. I mean like, you know, whoever they pick is going to be somebody who would get kicked out of office immediately if they said, ha, JK.
JK Rowling?
JK UK.
Yes.
Her magic could have
been. JK UK. We're still in the EU.
JK Rowling had some great... Oh, God, I got to see if I can find that quote. While I search, you guys talk. Or Tim, go take care of your...
Did Tim leave?
No.
Okay, do you have to go?
No, but I am talking to my wife, so I'm going to mute me. And Noah, talk to yourself.
Okay.
Hey, guys. This is Noah. How you doing today? I'm pretty good. I'm sitting at home right now, watching the world go by. It's Pride weekend, guys. So I gay people in the city. Yay! They're wearing scantily clothing.
Hooray for gay.
Rainbow shit and furry shit.
I'm wow, sure rainbow would be naked. Shit would be awful.
Did you ever... You've seen the commercial for Squatty Potty, right?
Yes.
Where the unicorn's doing...
My wife actually bought one. They help.
I agree, Andy. We have one as well, and I've been using it. And it does feel like in the morning when I do my morning ritual, it does feel like, hey, this comes out a lot easier than I feel like it used to.
Yeah. Yeah, not so much like I don't feel like the need to squeeze myself like a tube of toothpaste.
I will say I don't really like it. I feel like it could fit underneath the toilet better. Like you have to, I have to pull it in and out every time. Like I don't leave it there because it just sticks out too much.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, oh, this is I'm down.
Yep.
Talking about squatty potty, Tim.
Squatty potty.
Squatty potty. It's this little stool that basically lifts up your feet, so you're kind of at it. You're pooping at a different kind of angle, or your bowels are at a different angle. It's supposed to make everything kind of flow out easier.
Yeah, basically like a squat toilet, except without having just a hole in the ground that you got to hover over.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the commercial for it is amazing, even if you never buy one of these things.
Is that the one with the unicorn poop?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I've seen it.
Oh, by the way, I'm still trying to find the J.K. Rowling quote, but here's a tweet from David Cameron, the guy who's... I can't lay it all at his feet, but the fuckface who kind of kicked this all off said, "Thank you, everyone who voted to keep Britain stronger and safer and better off in Europe, and the thousands of Stronger In campaigners around the U.K. So like, oh, disappointed, but, you know, we sure did try. It's like, you caused this. How are you allowed to thank the people who voted against it? But he's a politician, so I guess they're going to do whatever the fuck they want.
But he didn't want it, right?
Well, yeah, that's the thing, is that he was basically like trying to cock-tease the far right wing into voting for him by, you know, stoking the xenophobes and the British nationalists and the anti-immigration people, both on the far right and really the far left.
I'm not sure how he thought that was going to work, though, if he put it on the ballot but then campaigned against it.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of the whole thing with why we have Donald Trump as the presumptive GOP nominee. It's the right wing spent a lot of time telling old people to be frightened of brown people, and then all of a sudden acting really surprised when old people started voting like brown people were going to fucking end them.
We will end them.
It's like, well, you stoked anti-intellectualism and fear, and people made stupid, frightened decisions. Go figure.
I've got two kids that are blonde-haired. One of them is blue-eyed. You're never going to know they're black.
I know.
They're coming. They're in place for the revolution.
Tim's army of secret Negroes. Segros?
But you're white. I'm quarter black, motherfucker. Stab, 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 stab.
I tell you this, I kill her first. Just show those crackers I mean business.
Ooh, he is not stopping crying.
Aw, poor little guy.
Fever. No fun.
Oh. So, speaking of cancer, I hate sites that decide just to autoplay a video.
Are they like, the cancer of the internet?
Yeah, just open a page and it all of a sudden make a noise at me.
That's why I use Adblock. I'm like, fuck you.
I do too. Actually, I use uBlock Origin. But, yeah, apparently Yahoo, since it's not an ad, it's just the actual... like, insert into the middle of the page. Page full of text, mind you, but no, it's just going to start off talking to me.
I play this game, Bejeweled, and it does this little tricky thing where when I go into a certain mode, it waits a second to display the ad that covers the button that I would hit to play. So it doesn't come up right away, so I avoid it. But as soon as I try to hit play, I hit the ad because it's like, oh, there it is. I was like, oh, I see what you did there.
Oh, there's this one site I go to that has ads on the bottom of the page that the ads look like a button that advances, you know, you like page one of blank.
I hate
so
those.
If you want to go to the second page, so you're like, oh, wait, no, wait, that's an ad, damn it.
I mean, I most of the time will not view a page where it makes you click next on everything. I'm just like, nope, I am not that interested in your content.
Answers.com can eat a bag of my shit. Forever. I don't care how interesting your clickbait headline is, I'm not clicking on your crap.
But it works, and that's why they do it.
I hate them. Hate with hot hates.
I mean, so, I kind of feel bad about using... No, I don't feel bad about using AdBlock at all, really.
Yeah.
Like, when I go to a page, and I can't decipher, like, what's ads and what's content, I'm like, that is not a great experience.
Yep. Well, it's... At this point, I look at it, somebody else put it much more eloquently than I'm about to, but I look at it as the advertisers had their chance, and they were so fucking abusive that I'm just done. I'm not going to give them the benefit of the doubt anymore, and I'm sorry all the websites, Tancast included, that will run ads like on the sides or whatever, but There have been too many cases where ad networks have gotten compromised and like actual attacks have been launched via ad networks. There have been too many cases where the ads suddenly cover the whole page. There have been too many cases with the pop-ups and the pop-unders and trying to fool you into making things look like they were, you know, actual like Windows errors or whatever. Just too many bad things, too many bad tricks have been tried. But it's probably, you know, the worst 10 or 20 or whatever it is percent of advertisers. But yeah, at this point, the trust has been broken. So no, I don't actually feel bad about blocking ads anymore.
I mean, and the whole ad thing is interesting because, like, I know they're getting paid on, like, eyeballs seeing it. Mm-hmm. But, like I block it. I was never going to click on your ad and, like, buy whatever the fuck you were selling. Like, I think I have an inherent mistrust of ads on web pages. Like, if I want to buy something, I'd much rather go to, like, Amazon or directly to the website. I mean, that's probably just me, like, not... Sorry, go ahead, Tim.
Because like, occasionally I'll see something like ThinkGeek on Facebook. I'm like, that might be worth buying. But you're right, for the most part, I'm not going to buy your shit that I see on your stupid ad.
It's the Facebook thing is interesting because, like, if someone ever likes Huffington Post or likes something, it will post an article like they liked it. I was like, wait, but those people like that article? I'm like, oh, no, wait, they liked Huffington Post, and now it's just...
Yeah, they didn't necessarily even like it. They just liked that thing in general. I was like, what, you like that this... you like this article about Justice League? How dare you? Oh, wait, you didn't. Still, you tacitly approved it, so I may have to defriend you anyway. Oh, have you seen they invited a bunch of press to the set of Justice League for Zack Snyder and Ben Affleck and Deborah Snyder to convince him it's going to be less shitty than Batman versus Superman?
No, I've not heard about that.
Oh, that's pretty much what they were saying. Like, oh, this one's going to be lighter, and oh, yeah, we're going to do a little bit of course correction, and yeah, it's going to be better. And blah,
blah. I mean, it's kind of what they have to do, right? Like,
yep. Sad when you have to apologize for your $800 million movie. Like, yeah. How bad did you fuck up? When they're like, we're not sure your $800 million movie's sequel is going to do well.
Poor Ben Affleck. Did you see that video where he was sounded drunk and was ranting about something?
Yes, yeah, Deflategate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was on that new HBO show.
Any Given Wednesday.
Yes.
Guys, I knew things. I knew things about sports.
Good job, Tim.
Thanks. I wanted some recognition.
I know you did. I gave it to you.
I appreciate it.
I knew some things about things.
Sports things. I never know things about sports things. Except when I do. Well, I think we've created two of Halt, and it's we've been recording for an hour and four. We can mercy kill this episode.
Yay! You hold it down.
Go sleep. Go sleep.
I'll get the very small hammer.
A little ball peen? Ball teen? Yep. Whatever peen. The fuck that's called.
Peen.
Ball peen, you're right the first time.
Okay. She's like, no, peen is a wiener. Oh, it's two things. Okay.
So yeah, happy Pride, everybody. Go out there and enjoy. I mean, I think they usually stagger.
We didn't mention one thing about gayness, and at the end, happy Pride, everybody.
Oh, no, it did while you were dealing with the feverish child.
Okay, good.
I think usually towns stagger them. I will say, I know it's a scary time out there. And granted, I'm not gay, so I cannot fully relate. But I don't think just because, you know, the shooting happened once is going to necessarily increase the chances of it happening again. I could be wrong, but I think you're safe out there. But,
I mean, relatively, but yeah, I doubt is strong.
Unlikely?
Yeah, I don't think that there's going to be any copycats of that fuckhole.
My sibling was saying they were kind of scared to go. And, it's just interesting because, like, before that, like, I'm sure they were not as scared to go. But now that it's like, now that you're aware of a thing happens, now you're more scared, even though it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to most likely happen, makes it more likely to happen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, in fairness, that dude's dead, so not likely he'll do it again.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole point of terrorism.
And if he does, we have bigger problems.
Yeah. I don't want to understate the fact that almost 50 people died and a whole shitload of them are still in the hospital. That is, the next thing that I say is not meant to take anything away from the horror and tragedy that was that. But this is a country with about 350 million people, and 50 was a drop in the bucket. We cannot let one maniac or one small group of fucking haters drive our decisions about how we are going to live our lives, because that fear is the tool that they try to use to influence us. There aren't enough of them to kill enough of us to make us live differently if we choose not to let them. But there are just enough of them to kill just enough of us to make the rest of us scared if we let them.
S-A.
No. No, this isn't a USA thing. This is, I mean, I'm talking specifically about the USA there, but this is a big wide world. There are 7 billion people in there. There are not enough whack jobs and murders in that entire area, in the entire world, to kill enough of the regular life-loving, you know, free-living folk to actually make a difference to them, to actually make any one of them individually at high risk. But
whole wide world.
Yes, there
whole
you go.
Whole wide world. Whole wide world.
Come on, Noah.
Doesn't really sound.
Whole wide world. We are one. Love each other.
Stop shooting people.
That's not going to happen.
I know. I tried.
I don't mean to sound defeatist, but yeah. Fortunately, people are going to still shoot people. Hopefully, yeah, we can make it less. Like, I hope that. And
yeah,
and
I guess what I'm saying is I understand the fear because I feel it too, but don't let, like, let the fear wash over you and go away, and then just go on with your life, because otherwise they've actually achieved what they wanted to. I hate to say at that point you're letting the terrorists win, but at that point you're letting the terrorists win.
But also say, like, it's not just, don't necessarily diminish it to, like, terrorists. This also was a hate crime.
Yes. Well, apparently it was a self-hate crime.
That is debatable. I actually was listening to a story where they were saying, like, this narrative we've come up with where people who do these types of things hate themselves because they're gays, may not be actually that true.
Well, I'd read a bunch about the fact that this guy was, like, that he would actually, like, regularly frequent the place that he shot up.
But was he frequent to, like, do research, or was he frequent because he wanted to hook up with men?
I guess
it doesn't really matter either way.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, it doesn't really matter. It was terrible. My heart goes out to those people.
Yeah, and you know what? Whatever the dude's true motivations were, least of our concerns. Fuck that guy. I mean, we should find out. We should learn from it. We should try to figure out how to keep other people from going down that same dark path. But
yeah, if we stop making such a culture of homophobia in large swaths of this country, maybe people wouldn't be driven to, like, A, repress their inner feelings to the point where it comes out as rage, or B, decide that they need to do something about these goddamn homosexuals.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
And that's why I'm nothing. I got nothing. I was going to take it a turn for the far too goofy than necessary for this situation.
Yeah, no, it's okay, Tim. It's okay to sometimes feel real feelings.
No, I don't want to feel the feelings.
It's okay, Tim. Just be quiet and let the feelings feel.
I want to feel cynicism. I want to feel ironic detachment.
I want to feel your mama's pussy.
Yeah. Oh,
there we go.
Tim.
I'm back.
Tim.
I'm back.
Come on, buddy.
Guys, I'm back.
Nope.
I'm back.
Nope. No, you're back.
I got it.
Tim wants to feel, he wants to feel the love that he has for each and every one of you out there in the world. That's what Tim wants to feel.
That's my nickname for Andy's mama's pussy.
No, Tim. Tim, don't be gross. Don't be gross.
Too late.
I don't know who you should not trust.
I know who you shouldn't trust. Shouldn't trust people not to vote their fucking spleens.
All right.
I'm going to send a message. Oh, I immediately regret sending this message.
I mean, in the world we live in, like, I feel like people are so reactive and don't think about things.
No, we're not. Ooh, shouldn't yell while the baby's asleep.
Yeah. It's like, I think that a lot of Donald supporters on Reddit are just
all right,
like,
all right,
they're
all right, we're wrapping up.
Sorry
ahead.
To troll. That's all I was saying.
Oh, don't trust Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. It's so funny when people point out, like, see, Donald Trump doesn't...
Now you're doing it.
No. Donald Trump doesn't understand facts. I'm like, I don't think he cares about facts. Like, the people who like him don't care about facts.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter anymore. He's like, fuck facts. Obviously, it's not hurting me.
Yeah, I'm just going to say whatever the fuck I want, and people will find a way to defend it. I'm giving them license.
I can be brief, Tim.
Not today, wrapping up this show.
Let me be brief.
Oh, that was such a good episode.
I don't know if the delay worked for you guys, but for me, you both said it exactly together.
Nice.
Andy, what do you hate this week?
I thought you were not this weekend. Shit, I'm on the spot.
I did. I said not this week, wrapping up the show.
Oh, I missed it because we weren't wrapping up the show.
Yes.
This week I hate it when people do stupid things and then immediately regret them.
That, I mean,
you're talking about everybody who downloaded this episode.
Probably.
Fuck, what did I do that for?
Fuck, they're never good. Why do I do it every week?
I keep thinking it'll be different and it's not.
This time they finally cracked the code. Nope.
Now see,
shat on the code. Tancast. Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it, post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs, leave comments on this episode, read blogs whenever we get around to posting them, and you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks as always to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Everyone's gonna think that I was talking about Brexit voters right there, but what I was actually talking about is when I decided at work this week just to try to plank between two of the cubes, and then realized that my cube is in full view of like three different intersecting hallways. So there I am, like an idiot, strung out between two cubes, and like three or four people just walk by. I'm like, hey, how's it going? I'm gonna climb down now.
Andy, you're almost 40. Why are you fucking planking?
I don't know! Just to see if I could. Again, Noah.
You're getting too old for this shit.
I did a stupid thing and immediately regretted it.
And then you Googled it. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, I immediately Googled it. That's a good reference. What is EU?
What is planking on in the office?
Stupid.
Oh, thanks, Google. I wish I'd done that sooner.
Google says, did you mean dumbass shit that young people do?
That young people don't do anymore? Get with it, Grandpa.
No, did you already hit stop?
No.
Oh, yes.
Have you guys hit stop yet?
No. Well, we can now. It seems like we created it.
Yep, okay. Yep.
I shouldn't have mentioned it. I should let it flow, but I wanted to make sure we had Noah for that.
You know, I think we're good with it. I think that was just enough.
Just like your mama's pussy.
Just no, Tim. Not like his mom's pussy.
Oh, damn it. Now Noah's not recording.
I'm recording.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Wait, are you saying my mama's pussy's cratered?
No.
I mean, it is a crater.
I mean,
right?
It's had a lot of impacts, but that doesn't mean it cratered. Guys, I'll be here all week.
Oh, I won't, because I think I just hurt a lung. Oh.
Just don't go to the dark side. The dark side of our pussy.
Oh, that's not a butt joke?
I don't know. I was going with the crater thing. I was trying, guys. I'm sorry.
I thought you were making like a Star Wars joke. Like her pussy was going to turn me into a Sith.
It may give you Sith.
No, it just has syphilis.
Hey, guess what, guys? I'm still recording.
Woo. Woo, big success.
The after the credits part, best part of the show.
I know.
We should just release a whole separate podcast just called After the Credits.
We should just do it, like pretend like we're doing the podcast and then start recording when we're after the credits.
It'll be like those bakers that only sell muffin tops.
But you know how like Doug does Doug Loves Minis? Like we have our regular show and then we have the Tancast after the show and it's just the after the credits part of the show.
Oh, that's interesting. And like release it like, oh, we're not doing that?
Yeah, we're not really doing that.
Oh, I like the idea. Anyways, now I'm going to stop recording.
All right. Me 3.
Me 4. Wait.